Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Hey, did you know that you can purchase our three most popular digital courses right now and save 25%? That's right. The Entree Architect Hybrid Proposal Owner Architect Agreement course, our Entree Architect Planning course, and our Entree Architect Profit course. All three are available through Monday, December 16th at 12 noon Eastern Time. All are available for 25% off. Visit entrearchitect.com/thank you for more information. My name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where each week I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. This is episode 301, and this week, Todd Redding of Charette Venture Group is back. He shares the three most common struggles experienced by small firm architects, and we talk about the 2020 Architecture Business Plan Competition and how you can register right now. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is supported by our platform sponsors, RCAT, the online resource delivering quality building material information, CAD details, BIM, specifications, and so much more at rcat.com. FreshBooks, the cloud-based accounting software that makes running your small firm easy, fast, and secure. Spend less time on accounting and more time doing the work you love. And Gusto, easy online payroll, benefits, and HR built for modern small businesses like ours. Todd Redding, welcome back to Entree Architect Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
It's great having you back, Todd. You've been here many, many times. You're a good friend of mine. You're a good friend of Entree Architects. We've been business partners at Charette. I was your first investment partner.
You were.
And you've significantly had a massive impact on my success personally and the company's success. But for people who don't know who you are and don't know who Charette Venture Group is, let me just give them a quick intro.
Sure.
Todd Redding has served in many leadership roles in both private and nonprofit organizations. He earned an MBA from Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management in 2005 and has more than 20 years of experience managing and leading a variety of teams, large and small. Todd became the CEO of Charette Venture Group in 2015 and leads that organization today. Todd and CVG, as I mentioned, have been a long time supporter and a friend of Entree Architect. We've been business partners and we've had much success with partnering with them. And Todd's been on this show several times. So we'll have links to everything that we've talked about in the past, maybe even more than anybody. You may have the record, Todd,
of the most. I don't know about that.
And so we'll have links to all of that on the show notes. He's written for the blog. He's trained at our expert training sessions, our masterclasses. And so a great friend and a great supporter. And his origin story, we're not going to get into his origin story because he's talked about that a couple of times before.
Nobody wants to hear that.
We'll have links to that as well. It's an interesting story. Go listen. The last episode was 248. So that's about a year ago you were here.
Yep.
And so lots have happened, has happened over at CBG. And that's where I want to go first. We're going to talk about the upcoming Charette Venture Group annual business plan competition. It's coming up again. And we're going to talk about that. But I want to know, before we get into that, I want to know what's going on over at CBG, Todd.
Well, thank you, Mark, for all of that. But it's important that I say that we wouldn't be where we are today without you and all of your support and the support of the Entre Architect community. So you are a part of our DNA, and appreciate everything you've done for us.
You're welcome. Thank you. I think the partnership has been fantastic. I think that we've grown together, and it's been a lot of fun.
Agreed. We met in a little coffee shop in your New York town. What was that? It's been 6 years ago, I guess.
Yeah. In Pleasantville, New York, Black Cow, if anybody's been over there.
Black Cow. That's right. That's right. So we've come a long way. A lot has happened in the last 6 years for sure. Charette Venture Group today is stronger and bigger than I think we ever imagined, really. But it's going strong. We have 12 members of our team on the CVG team. And we have 20 firms in our investment portfolio. So we offer an investment partnership where firms sign contracts with us, and we provide all of the business and operational services to help firms grow. So we've got 20 firms in the portfolio, and they are every size and shape that you can imagine. Usually, you know, 3 employees or more. The largest is around 20, and they are all over the country, from Seattle to New York to Fairhope, Alabama to Montana, all over the place.
Any international firms yet?
No international firms. We've had some interest from Canada. Every once in a while, we get a call from overseas, but we've really stayed focused on continental U.S. right now, just from a travel and economic perspective.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, because you meet with them. I mean, the CBG is an online, well, it's sort of a remote distributed team. And so you work with a lot of your partners over the internet using Zoom and those kind of tools. But you also meet with them in person and live.
We do. Yeah. We're on site with our partner firms at least once a year. But then the weekly meetings that we do and all the interactions is on Zoom.
When you said you have 12 members of your team now, what does that mean? What are they doing? What are the 12 members doing?
Yeah, so many of them are names that the Entre Architect community has heard before. Some of them have been on your show.
Yeah.
Emily Hall is our vice president for marketing, who I think I met as a reference from you some years ago when she was working in Providence, Rhode Island. And Emily has several people that work on her marketing team, and they run the marketing programs for our firms. And then on the other side, the operational and finance side, is Rena Klein, who's an AIA fellow, and she literally wrote the handbook on the guide to small firm management. Rena kind of oversees all of our operational, strategic, and financial services that we provide, and has a variety of people working with her on that side of the equation. We also, I guess this is the first time I'll announce it publicly, but we are beginning a division of our company that will provide virtual bookkeeping services for small firms. We don't have anything out on the web yet. We're working on kind of the infrastructure and the brand, but we've just seen such a need for virtual bookkeeping services, and it's almost every firm we talk to, the topic comes up, and you know, we're encouraging them to outsource that, and firm owners to stop doing it themselves in many cases. And so we wanted to try to address that need, and we're starting to put those pieces together now. But most of the team is divided and within kind of sort of Rena's side of the equation and Emily's side.
Right. So financial and operations and marketing and sales are sort of the two.
Yep.
Big chunks of what you're seeing. So is that what you're seeing in terms of the challenges that firms are having? Because, you know, when they partner with you, they want to grow, right? That's the intent, is to come to you for some support, either financially or management or marketing or sales, some way that they can improve their business. And you have those expertise to do that with them. And so what are some of the specific challenges you're seeing with your, I mean, you have 20 firms now, ranging right. in all different sizes, all right. different locations. And so you're probably seeing a lot of different issues, but you're probably also seeing some overlap and some struggles that most firms are seeing. What are you seeing in terms of that?
Well, it is different for every firm. We get asked a lot of the time when we're in the kind of the introductory conversation, what services do you provide? And we typically answer yes.
Right.
We try to take a holistic approach to, you know, running your firm and growing your firm. Certainly a number of firms, partner firms right now are trying to hire. And we run the recruitment program for them. So we advertise the positions, we help them shape the job description and the job advertisement. We publish that, and then we do all of the screening interviews and kind of gathering of the resumes and, you know, fine tuning it down to two or three finalists so that the firm owners don't have to deal with any of that. And then when we put a candidate in front of them, you know, we know that they're fluent in Revit, that they understand this is a full-time job. You know, they don't have to waste their time on sort of unqualified candidates. So we're doing that for, I want to say, since I'm the one who manages most of the recruitment work, so it feels like 20 are doing it, but probably only 6 or 7 that are actively searching right now. Some of those searches are for office manager positions. So we work with firms that are, you know, completely architects and billable people to grow to a place where they can afford and need to begin hiring administrative staff. Every firm that we've encouraged to do that and has chosen to do that, you know, a year later looks at us and says, why didn't you tell me to do that sooner? So you got to find the right time, but certainly we help them integrate administrative staff and also understand how to manage it. You know, a lot of the times they've never had an administrator before. And so within the 20 firms, there's also sort of a network of positions like that an office administrator can talk to other office administrators about what they do. So we make those connections as well. So recruitment's probably the number one thing. The second thing that they are all involved in doing, because we require this, is, you know, we're building the plan for 2020. So we're very much about looking forward as much as you're looking backwards and having projections and metrics and targets in place so that you understand if the firm is growing in the direction that you want it to. And so we're doing strategic planning for 2020 with every one of our firms now, which includes a lot of analysis about 2019. You know, did we do kind of what we thought we were going to do? Why or why not? And what kinds of things do we need to put in place so that we correct course or, you know, achieve new goals or whatever it may be? I guess thirdly, the gray area, the biggest thing that many of our firms struggle with is, you know, firm owners oftentimes feel overwhelmed because they're involved in so many different things, managing staff and getting new work and managing people and, you know, doing the work themselves. So, you know, a lot of our time is helping them step outside of the business and look on the business and help them work on some of the most fundamental things that they need to spend their time on. When you're down in the weeds trying to react to everything around you, it's just very difficult to know where to put your time, where to focus your time. And so we spend 1 hour every other week getting them to step outside of the business and look at it and talk about where it is right now and what kinds of things are important to them and where do they need to be spending their time. Those are probably the most common things.
Are they building systems during that time as well? Are they identifying specific things that could be built in terms of systems and building those systems?
Depends on where they are in the life cycle. Yes, the short answer is yes, but there are some, you know, that have some really critical things facing them that we've got to get addressed first. You know, some firms, their books are a disaster. You know, they've been doing their own bookkeeping since they started and they don't do it very well. And so we're working on getting that out of their hands, cleaned up, you know, everything organized, and then getting a system in place for how are you going to do your invoicing consistently. you know, how we're going to record all of our transactions in the right way. So that, you know, assuming that they've got the emergency stuff taken care of, then we start working on now systematizing all of these processes that you're doing over and over. So it reduces the amount of time it takes and energy and sort of reduce the chaos that's in the system.
So one of the first thing you said was recruitment and, at Entree Architect, I'm hearing a lot of that in the membership and over at the Entree Architect community on Facebook. That's a very common question. Yeah. Is that we need to grow, we need to hire people, and I can't find the right person. Do you have any suggestions on what people can do to find the right person? Because they're finding plenty of people. It's just not the person they're looking for.
Right. 90% of the candidates of any search are going to come through referrals. They're going to come through you sharing a job advertisement with, you know, with friends and colleagues, and somebody says, oh, you should check this out. So the first thing I would say is, you know, take a good look at your job advertisement and make sure it's compelling. Your job advertisement is not a job description. It is not a place to list requirements and have all of these, you know, mandatory things that you're seeking. It's okay to put something like, we're looking for somebody fluent in Revit. That's not uncommon at all, but it needs to say things like, this is, has a flexible work environment, you know, has a fun culture. You know, and if you do anything special, like one of our firms closes between Christmas and New Year's every year. So it's like an added week's vacation, you know, put that in your job advertisement. Say anything special that you do for your employees, make that a part of it so that you can gain more interest. A recent study showed that 95% of workers, and they call it knowledge-based workers, so in professional services, prefer to have a virtual or flexible work environment, meaning able to work outside of the office. And 75% of them would quit their current job to get a job that offers that.
Yeah.
So flexibility is it. And
it's more important than money. I mean, the money is very important too. But
it is. It is. But flexibility is more important than anything else. We just did a two-part series webinar. You can find it on our website on a virtual work environment. And then the second one, we have as a guest, one of our partner firms has an employee, full-time employee in Los Angeles, and they're based in Providence, Rhode Island. So he talks about, you know, the challenges and the opportunities that come with that kind of a structure. And so, I mean, we encourage our firms to be open to virtual work always. You know, some firms tell us it's just not part of our culture. We respond by saying it needs to become a part of your culture.
Right, exactly. You know, we recently did, just completed about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, our Build Your Brand marketing workshop. And the Build Your Brand marketing workshop basically taught people or architects how to discover your ideal client and then how to create a story that is compelling to that ideal client. And that's super important for marketing. It'll get you the clients and the projects that you're looking for. But it's also super useful for recruiting because now that story is something that the people that you want to attract to work with you can read that idea of what you are and where you came from and where you're going, that if that resonates with the people who are looking for jobs, they're going to seek you out and it'll be easier to find the people that you're looking for.
Yeah. I've said it before on this program, recruitment is sales. You know, you've got to put as much thought and time and energy into how you're going to go out and find your next employee as you do finding your next client.
Yeah. Yeah. And architects are getting better at both.
I think so.
They're getting better at marketing. They're getting better at sales. You know, they're understanding that it's something that they need to do. I mean, a generation ago, marketing and sales were dirty words in architecture. And so it's coming around, and we're, you know, that through CBG and through Entree Architect and even the AIA, you're starting to hear them talk more about business and sales and marketing the last few conferences. You know, there was a time where you didn't hear the word business at all at a national conference. And so the entire profession is shifting, which is very, very
good. I think it is. I mean, that's, you know, that's why we were created, was to have an impact on that very topic. And I was thrilled to attend this last year's AIA convention and see a business center. You and I walked through it.
Right
in the heart of the convention. And I thought, what? And they were giving free LinkedIn profile photos. And, you know, it was really a great approach. And I applaud the AIA for moving in that direction, because I think so many small firms need help in that area.
Yeah. And I believe that center was maybe not directly influenced by Entre Architect and Charette Venture Group and some of the other people out there doing similar things that we're doing. But I think us continuing to have that conversation, to continuing to help educate the small firms, which is the majority of our profession, that that momentum is carrying up into the national organization. And they're saying, well, you look at the architects who need this and they're talking about this. And so I applaud you. And I think that we're all sort of moving the profession in the direction that needs to go.
Yeah. And I hope the result is, you know, just better, more profitable, more successful small firms, right? That's
right.
Ultimately, that's what we want. We want people, everyone listening to this program, to be, you know, be in a place where they enjoy their work every day. You know, they can pay themselves a market rate wage, you know, and not be stressed out every day about money, and have a real beautiful, positive impact on the built environment.
Yeah.
You know, and be a successful business. That's what I hope the result is. And that's why Entre Architect was founded and YCVG was founded as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's what gets me so excited. When architects are more successful, they have a larger, more impactful presence in the world. The world literally improves when architects are more financially and business successful, because they can do better work. They can create more architecture. They can create better architecture. And so it's so important to build a strong foundation, and because then you can be a better architect.
Well, it is so possible. I can tell you our CVG partners are testimonials to it being possible. I mean, they are growing, they are profitable. The average CVG partner grows 23% a year in revenue. They are paying themselves market rate wages. If any of them were listening to me, they might call me and say, wait a minute. But they are all moving in that direction. There's no question. And they are committed to running good, solid, profitable businesses and doing it.
We will be right back to our conversation after this quick break to say thank you to our platform sponsors here at Entre Architect: Arcat, FreshBooks, and Gusto. If you work with specifications in your firm, you probably have come across outdated manufacturer specs with confusing notes, products that no longer exist, or maybe even companies that no longer exist. Maybe you even pay for specifications. Stop right there. There's a better way to find manufacturer specifications for your project documentation. Arcat.com. Arcat is the number one most used website for finding building product information and has a free library of over 1,400 up-to-date accurate specifications. Arcat's specs are written by FCSI, CCS, and AIA professionals based on manufacturer's data. Use Arcat's powerful search engine to find the right specifications for your project and quickly download them in multiple formats for free. That's right, Arcat is completely free. Everything at Arcat is free. You don't even have to register. Just go over to arcat.com, that's ARCAT.com, and start building better content today. Do you remember when you started your small firm? It wasn't easy. It took lots of late nights, early mornings, and the occasional all-nighter. Well, bottom line, you've been insanely busy ever since. So why not make things a little bit easier? Well, our friends at FreshBooks have a solution. FreshBooks invoicing and accounting software is designed specifically for small business owners like us. It's simple, intuitive, and keeps you way more organized than a dusty shoebox filled with crumpled receipts. Create and send professional-looking invoices in 30 seconds, and then get them paid 2 times faster with automated online payments. File expenses even quicker and keep them perfectly organized for tax time. And the best part? FreshBooks grows alongside your business, so you'll always have the tools you need when you need them, without ever having to learn the ins and outs of accounting. Join the 24 million people who've used FreshBooks. Try it for free for 30 days, no catch, no credit card. Visit entrearchitect.com/freshbooks That's entrearchitect.com/freshbooks and enter Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Payroll and benefits. What do you think about when I say those words? Does it make your head hurt? Well, I know. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially when you're a small business. You don't have time to be an expert in things like taxes and regulations. You're an architect. And old school payroll providers just aren't built the way that we work today. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for small businesses like ours. Modern technology does all the heavy lifting, so it's easy for you to get it right. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service for your team. To help support our show, the Entree Architect Podcast, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive deal. Sign up today for 3 months and get it for free once you run your first payroll. 3 months free. Just go to entrearchitect.com/gusto and claim your free 3 months of payroll processing right now. entrearchitect.com/gusto. Arcat, FreshBooks, and Gusto, please visit our platform sponsors today and thank them for supporting you, the Entree Architect community. How important is, you said you do strategic planning every year. How important is the business plan to the architecture, to the world?
Well, you know, it's I have to say it's critical, right? That's my role. But I would say, you know, what we're doing with all of our firms now is not what a traditional business plan would look like. It's a little more structured.
Yeah, a strategic plan and a business plan are two different things. But the planning is the important part, is that you're looking in the past and you're looking to the future and you're literally writing it down saying, here's where we want to go. You know, plan is different, but it's the same idea.
Same idea. I mean, yeah, so when we're doing the strategic plan, we've already completed the, what is the vision for the future? What's our mission? You know, what are some high level goals that we want to achieve over the next 5 years? You know, we've already done all of that stuff. And the strategic
which is a requirement, right? You need to do that work before you. I mean, I'm assuming that the process that you go through with new investment partners is that you need to discover what they're struggling with first. So there's probably a process that you go through to identify where the weaknesses are, where the challenges are. And then there's a planning process, right? You need to discover what their purpose is, what their vision is, what their mission is. You know, set some goals and create that business plan that's so vital to the success of architects and any business. So many architects, you know, they reject the business plan thinking that they don't need it, that they can just keep moving forward, but they're never going to get to where they want to go if they don't put together a plan to get there.
Right. I mean, you spend all of your time telling your clients how important design is, but then you don't take the time to design your business. That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Right. Right. I mean, if you believe in design, then you believe in creating a plan for the future of your business. And that is designing your business. And I don't care what shape it takes. I mean, everybody gets bent out of shape about, you know, what the outline should look like or the executive summary. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You just need to sit down and write out where are we headed and why are we doing this and what do we want to achieve? And, you know, generally just have a plan for the future of your business.
Right, right. Which leads us to the Charette Venture Group annual architecture business plan competition.
Yeah. We're really excited.
This is the fifth or sixth year.
Sixth
year.
Yes.
And to talk about that a little bit, what is it? Why do you do it each year? And how will it benefit architects out there?
Well, I've said it before. We ask ourselves every year why we do this. Because it's a lot of work and wouldn't be possible without Emily's team and Sarah Rowe, our office manager and event planner. I mean, they just do a fantastic job of putting this together. But it does require a lot of work, a lot of money. And, you know, we hope that the competition elevates this topic, that it has had an impact. And every year, participants in the competition tell us, I don't care if I won or not, it motivated me to do some really important work and to understand whether I'm proceeding with this business or not, and where, and if I do proceed, where it's going. And so those comments motivate us to do it again. You know, it it gives us a little exposure, but it doesn't do a whole lot to really move the specific CVG business model forward, right? But anyway, it's a great competition, and everybody who's participated has been really thankful for it. We think it's the only one that exists. I mean, we've looked, and in 6 years, I've never had somebody call me up and say, "Hey, we're doing this too in any country or in anywhere."
Yeah.
So we like the fact that it's unique in that regard. We like partnering with Entree Architect to do it. So thank you for all you've done to help promote it. Beginning December 1st or shortly thereafter, we will launch the new website for the 2020 plan and out of 2020 competition. And we are modifying the entry mechanism a little bit. We haven't totally decided on what materials you'll need to provide to register, but it is free, completely free. We've tested different levels of providing information to people who are going through the competition every year, but there's some, you know, we provide links to websites and resources to help you in the planning process. We, again, we'll do that this year. And we have our jurors on board. We always get impartial, non-CVG related jurors, except for Matt. He's not, you know, actively involved in the day-to-day operations of CVG, but he is our founder. But he is also, he's going to be in the jury.
Again, Matt Ostenick.
Yep. And then yourself, thank you for agreeing to do it once again.
You're welcome. I love doing it. I love doing it. I've been doing it every year since you started.
Yeah, you have. And I think the jurors have, you know, we've had different jurors over the years, but every one of them, I think, has really enjoyed the experience.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Last year, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it's great to see the plans come in and read the ideas. I love the ideas that architects come up with, because some are very, very traditional plans, you know, that they want to start a traditional architecture firm. And I love that. But sometimes you get these plans that are so out of the box, right? They have this great idea and they want to leverage the value of their skills and their talents as architects, and they want to take it to this new place. And that is so exciting for me to read those plans. And then the people who submit their plans get feedback from the jury, and the juries in the past have not been, you know, they've been pretty powerful people. Last year we had Art Gensler was one of the jury members, it was so much fun to hear Art, you know, giving feedback to these, because Art doesn't.
He didn't hold back.
Yeah, he doesn't hold back. He tells you exactly what he feels.
Right.
Good, bad, or indifferent. And it was really, really interesting to be part of that.
Yeah, it is really interesting to hear the discussion among the jurors. And I think, you know, the feedback portion is really important, because, you know, our jurors take these very ambitious plans and then sort of, I mean, they don't extinguish hope, but they say, how is this going to be successful? How are you going to make this work? How is it going to earn its revenue? You know, you ask some challenging questions that need to be considered and addressed in the planning phase. You know, I'm all for ambition and in ingenuity and innovation, but it's got to make money. We all know if it doesn't make money, it's not going to stick around. So,
right. Right, which is one of the reasons why that feedback is so critical, because you may have this idea, and from my point of view, I don't want to crush the idea. I want to figure out how to make this thing happen.
So we
try to give you and we want to point out the weaknesses. You know, we want to keep it real, but we also want to figure out with you how to make those ideas happen. And those ideas could just be a traditional architecture firm too, that's successful and gives you the time and the flexibility that you want and the money that you want, and here's how it's going to happen. And so you can put together a really good business plan, because we don't discriminate on the types of plans that come through. It's all about the plan itself that we're judging.
Yeah, and we should say it's also not about the appearance of the plan. We have a lot of entrants in the past have put a lot of time and energy into the font and the layout and the pictures, and it's really about the content and how real the idea is and how much thought they've put into making it work. And I should say, you know, we really want to see existing businesses entering the competition. This is not just for new startups or, you know, hypothetical kinds of plans. This is, you know, I would say you even have a little more weight if you have, if you're making some revenue now, you know, and you're off the ground, so to speak, and saw the need to really create a plan for your business. That's, we want to see those in there as well.
Yeah. One of the things that we hear every year when we do this is that win or lose, it was a valuable exercise, mm-hmm. that it's something that they've wanted to do since they've started their business. And by entering this competition, it gave them the motivation and the inspiration and the support to finally get their business plan figured out. And there's been people that you probably recognize who have gone through the process, who are award winners or honorable mentions. Jam Collective was a winner. Arc 406 from Billings, Montana. Love Shack Architecture. Our friend, lots of people know Earl Parson with Clever Moderns. He was an honorable mention one year. He's one of the ones that say he credits the success of Clever Moderns directly to this competition. Delve Design, Catherine Darnstadt with Leighton Design was a honorable mention. I think that was the first or second year.
Yeah, I think it was first year.
Yeah, so there are many, many people that you may recognize who've either developed, continue to develop the ideas that have already started or started ideas from scratch and have launched with this business plan competition. So, and last year, the winner was Leah Bayer of EVIA, EVIA. And so, and you can see her success as well. And she's very active in the Entree Architect community on Facebook. And so if you have any questions about it, reach out to her and say, hey, should I enter this thing? And actually any of those people, you should reach out to them.
Yeah, I'd like to mention the other jurors. We're really excited about this year's jury. Rosa Shang, who is the principal equity, diversity, and inclusion leader at Smith Group. Jennifer Castenson, who's the vice president of programming at Hanley Wood. And then David Weber, who's the CEO of Architizer, join you and Matt to become our 5-person jury. So we're really excited about the group, and I hope that the quality of the jury motivates others to enroll, because you know, you're going to get a chance to listen to these 5 people, give you feedback. You know, should you make it to the semifinalist level, you're going to get, you know, I don't know what you'd pay to get those 5 people in a room to consult.
You wouldn't be able to do that. You probably wouldn't pay all the money in the world to do that. To get all those people in the same room just wouldn't happen.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a great way to get feedback on a plan or an idea that you have, and have direct access to people like that. And so I encourage you personally to do it. It's not going to be difficult to enter, right?
It'd be very easy to register in the beginning. We're going to ask for some description of your plan, you know, like an executive summary or something, but it's free, it's simple, it's online, and you've got nothing to lose. We will be giving a grand prize to the winner and flying the winner and one guest to the national convention again this year, or next year in Los Angeles. And we will be partnering with Entree Architect for our annual reception during the convention.
And that's always a lot of fun. That keeps growing too. it was over 100 people last year. It was a really good time.
Yeah, we've had a really good time at that every year. The food's good, and it's good to see all of the community, both the Entree Architect and the CVG community together in one room.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing all of that the same. The process is pretty much going to be the same. Try to keep it simple. Let the jurors select, you know, a handful of semifinalists that go on to create their full plan, and then select finalists and announce the winner before the convention.
Yeah, all the information is going to be on Charette's website at charettevg.com. There'll be a link on the homepage to access that, so you can go there. And then once the final link to the registration page, we'll be promoting that and distributing it throughout the Entree Architect community. So just watch it on our social media, and we'll post it in the show notes as well when it's live. But you'll see it. If you're interested, go to Charette Venture Group or charettevg.com, charettevg.com. And you can find everything that you need there.
You can see everything about the 2019 competition now. So you can see the timeline and how it worked. And there's links to all of our semifinalists and finalists. And the new 2020 information will be up after the 1st of December.
All right. Excellent. Todd, before we wrap things up here, I've asked you this question every time you come on the show. I've asked this question to over 250 people. It's really interesting to hear the variety of answers that we get. And so I want to ask you again, what is one thing that a small firm architect can do today to build a better business for tomorrow?
I should have gone back and listened to all of my previous answers so I don't contradict myself. No, it's pretty easy for me to answer that. I just think you've got to be committed to stepping outside of the business on a regular basis and looking at it and working on it. And that means working on processes, you know, making sure that you're leading your staff in the best way possible. You're nurturing your staff, you're hiring good people. But if you just come in the office every day and react to everything around you, that's not a healthy way to run a business. It's not a healthy way to run your life. And you're probably not being very successful if that's what you're doing every day. So, you know, find a way to force yourself to step out of it and work on it. And that's why CVG exists. We do that with our investment partners all of the time. And that's what we really force them to do, honestly. And it's so valuable to be able to do that. And if you would ever like to talk to any of us about your business, CVG, we have a schedule free consultation button on our website. We meet with firms every week and talk with them about their firms, give them feedback and ideas, and then tell them how CVG works and see if they're interested in talking to us more.
Yeah, that link is right there on the homepage. It's Charette with two R's, two T's, Charette. VG.com. You can learn more about Charette. You can learn more about the business plan competition. Todd, as usual, I enjoy talking with you on or off the air here. So yeah, it's always fun. Thanks for joining me here today at Entree Architect Podcast.
Yeah, no, thank you, Mark. I really appreciate all of your support and look forward to seeing your place in North Carolina sometime soon.
So the Charette Venture Group business plan competition registration page is now open as I'm recording this. It's a simple registration. It's easy to do. You just type in entrearchitect.com/businessplancompetition. That is a direct link that will forward you to Charette Venture Group's competition page, entrearchitect.com/businessplancompetition. All one word, entrearchitect.com/businessplancompetition. And there you will find all the details for the competition and a simple registration form. The competition is completely free, and all you need to get started is your name and your email address. The winner will receive more than $5,000 in cash and prizes, including paid travel and lodging to the 2020 AIA Conference on Architecture, the 2020 AIA Conference on Architecture in Los Angeles, California. I'll be there. Charette will be there. We'll party at the Charette Venture Group and Entree Architect meetup, reception, whatever you want to call it. We're going to be there. We're going to be partying with the winner of this competition. So again, register now at entrearchitect.com/businessplancompetition to register. This has been episode 301. If you would like access to the show notes with all the links to everything we discussed today, or if you want to share this episode with a friend, the link is entrearchitect.com/episode301. And all this month at Entree Architect, we are celebrating our 7th anniversary. I can't believe this. 7 years of doing this. I am so happy to be serving the small firm architects around the world for 7 years. This past week, I posted at the blog a short state of the platform message sharing where we've been, where we are today at Entree Architect, and where we are planning to go. You may access that blog post at entrearchitect.com/7 years, entrearchitect.com/7 years. And you can learn all about what we're doing here at Entree Architect. And to help you celebrate and to help us celebrate, and to show our appreciation for you, the members of the Entree Architect community, our 3 most popular courses are now available for a reduced rate of 25% off. You can do that right now, 25% off. That's the Entree Architect Hybrid Proposal Course and Templates. That's a course that will show you how to develop a custom owner-architect agreement for your architecture firm. The second course available is the Planning Course. That is a course we just launched a few weeks back, where we will help you identify the single most important goal for your architecture firm and show you how to develop an action strategy to accomplish that one goal. That is a super powerful planning course that we just launched a few weeks ago, and it is already one of our best sellers. And our most powerful course, without a doubt, our most powerful course is the Entree Architect Profit Course, where we share a simple step-by-step process for developing a proven financial management system that will help you earn the net profit you need to succeed as a small firm architect. Those three courses, all three of them, are available right now at entrearchitect.com/thank you. entrearchitect.com/thank you. Go to that link right now to save 25% on each of those courses, the hybrid proposal course, the planning course, and the profit course. You can buy any of them or all of them at 25% off. Registration for these courses and the reduced rate will end on Monday, December 16th. So check your calendar, Monday, December 16th, 2019 at 12 noon Eastern time. So 12 noon Eastern time. Those courses are typically only available right after the workshops. And so this is a special opportunity to grab these courses. If you didn't grab them when the workshops were happening, now's the time to do that. You can go register right now and save 25% at entrearchitect.com/thank you. Love, learn, and share what you know. I thank you for listening. Have a great week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.